Hi, this is Jack Caldwell, and joining me is Dr. Jennifer Radke, internal medicine physician at Mayo Clinic Health System in Red Wing. We're here to talk about, well, testing for COVID-19 coronavirus. And Dr. Radke, thanks for joining me. How are you today?
I am fine. Good morning, Jack, and thank you for having me on your station.
Yes, indeed. So we want to get information out to people concerning the testing site here in Red Wing for coronavirus COVID-19. First of all, let's just get down the basics, the location and the hours for testing.
Okay, the location of our testing site is actually at the location of the old hospital, which is on 4th Street in Red Wing, and our hours of operation are from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
So we want folks to know that you just can't show up to get tested. You do have to meet certain criteria. So tell us about the process and how all of that works before a person can actually get tested.
Yes. So prior, so it is not just a drive-up facility. Absolutely, if patients are experiencing symptoms that they are concerned may be COVID-19, such as fever or cough, that definitely call the first line of contact should be your primary care provider and the primary care clinic that you are associated with. And then they will triage your symptoms. They'll either talk to a nurse or a provider. And if it is deemed that it is appropriate for you to go through the testing center, you would then be directed to do so over other triage of care as appropriate.
All right. So for folks who are not in the know specifically, what are some of the symptoms of coronavirus or COVID-19?
The most common symptoms, including the most reported, would be the fever and cough. So it's new fever, new cough. Other symptoms would be shortness of breath or discomfort. And again, if you are having any symptoms that you're concerned, obviously, you know, start with that phone call to your clinic.
All right. So let's say they determine that, yes, you should be tested. When you go there, what does the test entail? How is it administered? What do they do?
Well, you would first arrive at the drive-up center and we'll take your information. We'll call into the inside and make sure that we have an order and that we are ready to go for you. And once you that information has been received, you will be directed to go through the location where the nurses are doing the testing. And they are appropriately dressed with personal protective equipment to make sure that the nurses that are doing this testing are protected themselves. And they then collect the sample, which is obtained through the nose. And then you will be given information about obviously remaining isolated until you get your test results, and you are sent on your way then.
One thing I want to let folks know, now this was many, many years ago, I had a nose swab done. And for those who haven't had it done, you need to prepare yourselves a little bit, right?
It is, it is a procedure that can tickle, so to say. It may elicit a bit of a cough, so yes.
There you go, folks. So I just thought I'd speak from experience that, you know, you have to kind of prepare yourself for that nose swab. Now, Dr. Radke, I also have to ask, what has the response been so far, specifically at the testing site in Red Wing? What type of numbers have you seen thus far? What do you know about that?
All right. So we've got a very efficient, well-working system here in Red Wing. And we saw about 30 patients the first day and about 50 yesterday.
All right. So those are the numbers you can expect. The whole process from start to finish when you pull in, how long does it take from, I guess I'd imagine, I know what the line is like, but process, how long does it take once you're actually ready to go there?
So once you've been triaged through the phone line and you've been sent here, we have the orders, we have the labels, we have everything ready to go. So once you arrive, the actual process is fairly efficient, taking probably between 5 and 10 minutes from drive up to exiting the testing site.
What have you noticed around town as far as people trying to, avoid contact as much as they possibly can? So many things have been put into place over the last, I would say, especially the last week or so. Do you believe people are heeding these, you know, these words of advice pretty well, at least here in our area?
Yes, I think, you know, at this time, I think the appropriate measures are being taken care of with the canceling of events. And I know that can be hard and can be disappointing to multiple individuals, but it really is for the best safety for our our patients and our community. You know, this is a fairly significant disease, and the idea is, you know, many people will be exposed over time, but if we can, it's that whole concept of what they call flattening the curve. So yes, there will be a lot of people that get exposed to this, but if we could spread out over time who gets it at varying severities, that will be better for our system. So if everybody got sick at the same time and everybody that was going to need a hospital needed a hospital, we wouldn't have enough care facilities. We wouldn't have enough resources available. But if we can keep people away so that we slow the spread of the disease, then you'll have a certain, you know, group of patients that are getting sick at, you know, now, and then in a couple of weeks they'll be getting better, they'll be getting out, and then the next group of patients need the hospital. So we're spreading out the timeline by which people are getting sick and needing those health care resources. That's the goal of social isolation, and that's the goal of what we, when we talk about flattening the curve.
Right. One thing I would like to mention too, you know, folks are talking about, okay, primarily older people are being affected by this as far as maybe health conditions are concerned, but I don't know if that's necessarily true because, well, basically, it's a wide age range that could actually have the virus, maybe not even know it. And then people I know who are most at risk might be people who are a bit older or people who have some sort of pre-existing conditions where their immune system might be compromised. But basically, this COVID-19 could infect anybody, right, regardless of age.
Correct. And so it can infect anyone depending on your own immunity, and the virus itself will determine how severe your symptoms are. And so there could be people that may, you know, the incubation period or the time that you may have it and not have any symptoms, you could be spreading it. And that's, again, why we want people to not be gathering in large groups, because you could be spreading it and not even know it.
All right, Dr. Jennifer Radke joining me. One final note here. We received this from a Mayo Clinic Health System just a short time ago. I guess effective March 23rd, which would be next week, elective clinic visits as well as elective surgeries and procedures are going to be deferred. And I guess people can consult the website for more information on that, right?
Yes, I would recommend looking at the website, looking at the Mayo Clinic website for details on that. So that is the Rochester campus as of March 23rd that will be canceling the elective procedures and visits. And that will take some time. I think the goal is for the health system, which includes Red Wing and the outside health system areas, you know, what that timeline will look like, and will it be on the 23rd or will it be throughout the week as we get plans. So obviously more information will be coming along that way. The health system will be contacting patients if they need to be canceling or postponing their procedures. So, and again, I would recommend referring to the website, to the Mayo Clinic website, for up-to-date information and the best communication.
That's right. So we want to let folks know for the latest on getting care locally during the COVID-19 outbreak, it's www.mayoclinichealthsystem.org/COVID-19. Dr. Jennifer Radke, internal medicine physician with Mayo Clinic Health System here in Red Wing. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for answering these questions, and have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you too, Jack.